Many people don't realize the significance of Sukkot and its future impact for all nations and believers in Yeshua. Within the framework of Sukkot, created by Adonai, there is an element that pertains to the nations as well as Israel. In Numbers chapter 29, Adonai gives instruction regarding the sacrifices that were to be done during the 7 days of Sukkot and also the eighth day. On the first day of Sukkot, there were 13 bulls to be offered. The next day it was 12. The next day after that it was 11, and so on until we got to the seventh day when 7 bulls were offered. When you total up the number of bulls that were offered, it numbered 70. Why is this significant? When we look at Genesis chapter 10, we are told of the number of nations that existed. The number of nations that existed after the flood was 70. There was an eighth day where a single bull was offered. Israel was not present at the time of Genesis chapter 10, when Adonai had conveyed who the 70 nations were. What the nations don't know, or even what believers don't understand, is that Adonai, through Israel, has been interceding for the nations for centuries. The time of Sukkot is extremely significant to our future, both for the nations and for believers. When we consider Zechariah chapter 14 and verses 16 and 17, "Finally, everyone remaining from all the nations that came to attack Jerusalem will go up every year to worship the king, Adonai Tzevaot, and to keep the festival of Sukkot. If any of the families of the earth does not go up to Jerusalem to worship the king, Adonai Tzevaot, no rain will fall on them." When you consider some of the bad teachings today, where people are being taught that the feasts are no longer valid or have been done away with, there is prophecy that has yet been fulfilled that speaks of a future time where the King of Israel, whom we know as Yeshua, and is identified here as Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of Hosts, is requiring everyone from all nations who came to attack Jerusalem to keep the festival of Sukkot. I can hear it now. Well, that doesn't apply to us. Believe it or not, as believers and follower of the King of Israel, it is understood that you will already be keeping Sukkot. The instruction here is for those who rebelled against the king. Feel free to visit our website, shalommaine.com. We've created articles on all the feasts, including Sukkot, and have provided you with a wealth of information that you may not have known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Keep in mind that you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.